Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of TWAT Radio, Today with a Techie. My name is Dr. Zigman. I'm going to be hosting for everybody today. I work over with Binary Revolution. We do a lot of cool stuff, but it's always nice to go on and see what's going on with my good friend Droops, the DDP member, and have some good times over with TWAT Radio. Today I'm going to talk about something that's not entirely computer related, but it is a cool little project that I got to work on. A good friend of mine, for her high school class, her teacher told her that she needed to design a mechanism that was capable of launching a softball 6 meters. And then there were, of course, some height restrictions, length restrictions of the actual device and things like that. But it was more or less whatever you wanted to do to get this softball launcher going, you could go for. So the first thing that we ended up doing was we sat down and we made a nice design of exactly how we wanted things to work out. Of course, I made a little mistake. What I thought was supposed to be meters, I calculated in centimeters. So that was obviously a little problem. And what that comes into, the way this first design was set up, it was one flat board on the bottom, and then two more that were perpendicular to that one for a base. It had a wooden dowel that went up about 2.5-3 feet, and attached to that was another wooden plank, and mounted on that wooden plank was a piece of 4-inch PVC. 4-inch PVC is perfect size, the softball can slide right through it, but it doesn't really jar around, and I figured that was going to be a good first try. What we did was we took the plunger apart and cut it up so that we had just a little plunge part at the top and a little bit of the wooden stick, attached a couple of eye hooks to that, and used springs to propel it. Now, the interesting thing with springs is they're rated, okay? They have what's called a K value. Now, I took physics 1 and 2, so my full understanding of K value, I'll admit, is a little lacking, but the K value is basically a measure of how springy the spring is. Okay, so when I calculated for a K value, I arrived at, I don't remember the exact number, but I arrived at a number, and it turns out that I launched exactly that far, but I measured in centimeters and not meters. So obviously that was a problem. I tried to fix it on this first design by using, I was originally going to use 3 springs. So I figured, hey, I wonder what's going to happen if I use 6 springs. But no, it didn't work. So we definitely had to scrap that first design. It was very top heavy. It was very unstable. So we went ahead and we designed our second incarnation. What this one was, instead of using 1x4s, we went ahead and we used 2x4s. They're a little heavier, a little bit more sturdy. I did that same base, you know, 2 perpendicular blocks, and then one that was longer that it connected the two. And then to that, I had 4 2x4s standing straight up, and in between those 4 2x4s, I had another 2x4 that slanted down between them. Attached to this was, again, that little piece of 4-inch PVC. And inside of that, I put a piece of 3-inch PVC. What was nice about that was the plunger, since it had that backing that was just a stick, it kind of wobbled around, and a lot of energy was lost just in that aspect. So what we did was we went ahead and went with this 3-inch PVC, put the eye hooks on the end, and I knew I needed more springs, so I tried it with 8 springs. And I didn't get the distance that I needed. And the springs that I had originally ordered were custom made, and I just didn't really have the time to wait and have them remade. So the only thing I could do was go with my third design. And what the third design was, it was more of a Y. It was 3 2x4s going straight back, and on the first 2x4 was a perpendicular piece, and stood up from that was two more 2x4s that were supported coming back towards the three 2x4s that were coming back. They were nice and supported. I attached some rubber onto them that I had gotten from a balloon launching kit that they sold at the Sports Authority, and used that in conjunction with a little I guess you would call it a basket of some sort. We'll go with basket. That's a good word, right? It was a basket that it cradled the ball. You could pull it back, and you could release it. Easy enough, right? Well, originally, it just still didn't have that distance. So I went ahead, and I lengthened how far back that we pull it. And it was actually a lot of fun, because as soon as we pulled it back, and she went ahead and tested it, that ball went flying at my head. So I'm sure everybody got a good kick out of that. But it was a very interesting, it was a lot of fun project. And you know, it really gave me a chance to look at a lot of the physics behind a lot of the things that we do. You know, you think, how hard could it be to make something that launches a softball a couple of meters? You know, it's a lot more challenging than just slapping something together. You know, it took three revisions, and that's really the whole production process works like that. Be it a processor, a piece of software, a new technology, you have your testing phase and your design phase. What's really important, and I guess what I really want people to take away from this, is I could have saved myself a lot of time and a lot of energy if I double-checked my calculations, measure twice, cut once. That's an important measure, or an important mantra. And, you know, go ahead and don't be afraid to spend, you know, more time designing it than you do building it. Because you're only going to save yourself more time in the end. I hope everybody learned a little something about designing their own projectile softball launcher. But more in general, the production process. And if anybody has any questions, you know, I'd be more than happy to discuss the project in more detail if somebody wanted to hear more about it. I have a couple of pictures that I can try and post up. But if you have any questions, feel free to email me, drzigman@binrev.com. And it was an absolute pleasure doing this episode of TWAT Radio. Hope to hear everybody, and join us again tomorrow.